States announced Saturday that 2.5 million COVID vaccine doses were on their way to Taiwan in a move likely to draw disapproval from Beijing, which claims the self-ruled island. China expressed fury earlier this month when U.S. senators visited Taiwan and announced the vaccine donation amid simmering tensions between Washington and Beijing. The number of shots is about 3 times as many as announced during the U.S. delegation visit to Taiwan. Taipei has accused Beijing of hampering its efforts to secure enough doses. Until recently, Taiwan navigated the pandemic by recording just a handful of deaths, but cases have soared after an outbreak that began with airline pilots. Brazil's death toll from COVID-19 is expected to pass 500,000 on Saturday, as experts warn the world's second deadliest outbreak may worsen due to delayed vaccinations and the government's refusal to back social distancing measures. Only 11% of Brazilians have been fully vaccinated, and epidemiologists warn that with winter arriving in the southern hemisphere and new variants of coronavirus circulating, deaths will continue to mount even if immunizations gain steam. Brazil has registered almost 500,000 deaths from nearly 18 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, according to Health Ministry data on Friday, the worst official death toll outside the United States. Guinea's health ministry and the World Health Organization Saturday declared the end of an Ebola outbreak, which started in February, infecting 16 people and killing 12. Health authorities were able to move swiftly to tackle the resurgence of the virus after what they say were lessons learned from previous outbreaks in Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Exiled opposition groups on Saturday hailed a, quote, boycott of Iran's presidential polls, one